22 has stated the intent to support the financial security of persons with disabilities, but the overall driving force of conversations around this bill is inclusion and the need to break down economic and social barriers that are limiting full and equal participation within society. The Quebec College of Physicians recently recommended to the Special Joint Committee of Medical Assistance in Dying that it would be appropriate to expand access to MAID to infants up to the age of one who are born with severe or grave syndromes. This recommendation is not only unethical, but it also flies in the face of the work that we are trying to do here today. So I'd like to take this opportunity to move the following motion, that the committee report to the House that it is of the opinion that it rejects the Quebec College of Physicians' assertion on October 7th, 2022, that the expansion of medical assistance in dying MAID is appropriate for infants up to the age of one who are born with severe and grave syndromes. I know that we're all very eager to get back to our panelists, and I hope that my colleagues around this table would be prepared to support this motion fully, reinforcing this important message that all Canadians, no matter their ability, should be able to fully participate in society, and that our collective goal is to remove existing barriers.
I will call for a vote on the motion that was moved by Madame Falk. Clerk, call a record of vote.
Mr. Long?
Against.
Madame Martinez Ferrada?
Contre.
Against.
Mr. Collins?
Yeah, opposed. Not interested in wasting time.
Mr. Coteau?
Opposed and should go to the other committee.
Mr. Van Bynen?
No.
Ms. Gray?
In favor.
Mr. Aitchison?
Yes.
Ms. Falk?
Yes.
Ms. Ferreri?
Support fully.
Madame Chabot?
Opposed.
Mr. Riddle?
I'd like to see this come to a wider audience in the House of Commons for unanimity. Against.
That's four yeas, seven nays.
Motion has been defeated.